This is the second part of a two-part series. We're talking about industry standards. Claudia Lazell is with us. She is with the IICRC, the Institute for Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification. She is the Hard Surface Division Chair. I think everybody agrees with the need for standards in general and a carpet installation standard in particular. You had, what do you call them, stakeholders. You had everybody involved in installation and carpet sitting around that table for 5 years, and obviously everybody signed on to the whole idea on the front end of this thing. So there's no, I don't think there's anybody that disagrees with that.
That CRI 104-105 was put together by many of the industries. It was not only put together by CRI. If you look at that list of folks, there's a lot of Jeff Bishop. There's all kinds of people that came in from the IRCRC on the cleaning side, on the installation side, and so forth. So it might have been put into play as an ANSI standard, but it's been around for very many years. And to be honest, what drove me into my line of work was the fact that I couldn't fall back on standards that were, you know, I could quote them, but nobody knew what they were. And that's actually been the reason why I've been so gung-ho from being a flooring contractor years ago in 83 to becoming a flooring inspector, because I started seeing my floors fail. And I couldn't figure out why, because I thought I practiced the best standards of care. And one floor failure is too many in my book. So
let me ask you a question about this particular S600 thing. The fact that one of the major players decided to opt out, was that a first in your view? Did that happen before in standards that have been written before, whether the IICRC was involved or not?
Well, I can only base it on being a participant with ASTM and ANSI and other standards, but usually people run and beg to be on the standard. And I've had conversations with Millie, because she comes from a very professionally based organization, the Hygienist, which deals with environmental problems, which deals with health problems, including floors. And normally, to be quite frank, I'm shocked how we actually have to reach out to others and just convince them to be a part of this.
But
why
so,
would you want to be a part of something that's just going to make things better?
So, but then, you know, it's pretty unusual, it would seem to me, for somebody to drop out, especially after they've been involved in writing the thing for a long period of time.
Honestly, I think the best person to answer that question is CRI. We can't keep answering it for them. They're going to need to provide you with that information. I mean, if they decided to make that drastic of a change, they obviously had a reason why. And, since this is a consensus public document,
you.
I think find out.
What was it that they objected to? Could you tell me that?
I can't even tell you, because, my role with the S600, I was on a subcommittee helping with the concrete and moisture testing. My participation with the original document was years ago. But as far as what goes on within consensus, I'm the hard surface division. I'm the hard surface standards chair. I'm not the textile.
Let me ask you a question about if this happens, is there a remedy built into the standard if somebody says, hey, you know, I like this up until this point, I don't like it now. Is there a remedy for making the standard where everybody will agree? I mean, can you take things out, put things in?
Well, it's not a standard set up. If somebody doesn't like something because they just don't like something, it can just be removed. I mean, you have to understand this is the standard practice of care, and to be honest, what makes it happen is the court of law. I'm an expert witness, and I sit in on lots of different cases, and the first thing that you go towards is what is the standard care. And if there's an ANSI standard care that's been put together by a consensus body, just because one of the voting members decides they don't want to support it anymore, it still goes forward. There's no reason not to.
Okay, so this isn't over yet. I can see that.
I wish I could give you more information, but again, I have been with the, you know, the textile
world.
Well,
I have to imagine that there's been efforts to make this work, and I have to imagine that if that hasn't taken place by this point, that there isn't going to be a smoothing over of this and having a standard that everybody will subscribe to. I guess that, you know, that's
well,
obvious.
You know, I've been in this industry for 30 years. I've been in the technical side for 20. And I'm seeing people that wouldn't even sit on the same airplane meeting in a room and talking about how we can make the industry, inter-industries, a better place for everybody. And the bottom line for the end user, because the building person in that building that is exposed to some form of a mold because there's a moisture problem in the concrete and it's growing up underneath because something hasn't been put in right or it's leaking or whatever, is the one exposed to these things. So we as an inter-industry need to look at this holistically and together and figure a way to get standards in the floor covering industry, just like there's standards. I mean, do you drive a car? Would you drive a car if they told you there was no standard?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of people listening to this that object to the whole concept of standards. And that's not really what we're here for. Let me change the subject about the carpet, the inspection standard. What is that, S-800? Talk about that and what's included in that and what that's going to mean.
Well, the IICRC, we kind of did an evolution back when I became a carpet inspector and started attending the meetings and so forth, but back when I first started, we really didn't have any hard surface inspection or cleaning or anything at that point. And the reason why I knew what was coming down the turnpike was because I've been on HGTV. I'm an interior designer. I've dealt with a lot of high-end homes and buildings, and I started seeing things fail. So when the carpet, you know, they've had the carpet inspection program for a very long time. You know, the IICRC is 40 years old, and the mills have always fallen back on IICRC inspectors and cleaners. And the same principle stands for the hard surface. So I was really glad to see that they did all the very hard work on the S-800 as far as a textile standard for carpet inspection, because now we can at least take something that has an infrastructure and not reinvent any wheels. And to be perfectly frank, it's going to move our standard much further along, because once you can get a standard out there that's based on some form of a discipline, a lot of the stuff can be moved over. And the nice thing about the inspection standard is it puts all the puzzle pieces together of all the different inter-industries, because as a flooring inspector, be it carpet, be it hard surfaces or whatever, you're exposed because the floor has failed, and it's failed in a building, so you're exposed to environmental, you're exposed to maintenance, you're exposed to cleaning, you're exposed to forensics, you're exposed to engineers and architects and designers and concrete and wood and lumber and timber, and all these inter-industries interrelate because the floor has to go on top of something. So it's what folks kind of don't realize, it's not just the flooring, it's the whole entire assembly that makes up the floor, that when things fail, you have to understand each component of the failure, and that means, you know, having a very good background in cleaning and restoration and installation. And
Now you said you were working on this hard surface standard. Talk about that, when we're going to see that completed and so on.
Well, we actually had a little bit of a detour, I'm going to call it, and now we're back on track, but we put a little bit of a hold on the S220, which is the dimension stone standard, but that's now moving along, and the S210, and then now that's been put into play, and we do have the textile standard. It only came to reason to push forward the hard surface inspection standard, and I actually interface myself with various associations that deal in construction and design and build and cleaning and restoration. So the goal of this standard is to get all people that want to come on board that have any form of expertise or subject matter expertise or material interested parties. Even though the ANSI is very cautious about having a very well-balanced consensus body, the subchapters and the subcommittees, everybody's welcome if they're qualified. They have to fill out course and application. So in my opinion, when somebody complains about, you know, the IRCRC certification or standards, I make them a committee member. I mean, the only way you're going to change something is if you participate and make something positive out of it. You can't just complain and not be involved.
Well, Claudia, I'm sure everybody, if these other standards take as long as this, as the carpet installation standard is, my hat's off to everybody involved in this and to you and all the other chairs involved with this. I appreciate you coming and spending some time with us to help us understand all this. And perhaps at some point you can come back in and bring us up to date.
Well, one thing I do want to point out, the IRCRC now has a technical journal that is a science-based peer-reviewed journal. And our second edition, Millie Washington wrote a very good piece and breaking down what WISE standards, very, very well written. We also have what's called a Memorandum of Understanding with lots of different associations, and our president, Patrick Winters, wrote an article on that, and then I published one recently talking about floor failures, so and the need for standards. So a lot of good information in these journals, too.
Very good. Claudia, thank you again for spending some time with us.
Oh, no problem. Enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've been talking with Claudia Lizelle. She is the Hard Surface Division Chair for the IICRC, the Institute for Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification. And this is Floor Radio.